Welcome back to the OU Daily Global Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman of the Orthodox Union. As always, it is great to be back with each and every one of you. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Revi'i, the 29th day of the month of Sivan, and Erev Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, which begins tonight in the evening. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support, in particular the Schwartz family, and whose names are prominently listed in the OU Daily email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. And please note the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome to the Daily Call, welcome back, really, and introduce Rabbi Avi Stewart of the Westwood Kehillah in Los Angeles, California, to share Dibur Chizuk, which will immediately follow by Rabbi Stewart slowly reciting our daily four chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed, so chapters 20, 23, 121, and 130, and it will be followed by the Mishaberach Lecholim and Achenu. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker, the Chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Stewart.
Rabbi Herman, thank you so much. I'm so grateful, and it's wonderful to be back. It's amazing and a huge bracha that this platform has been going on now for more than a year, and kol hakavod to you and to the OU for organizing and hosting it, and I'm sure that the chizuk everybody gets has been tremendous and a real schuss for Klal Yisrael, so thank you. I wanted to share a thought about the Parsha, as well as a very, what I think is an interesting insight into a bracha that is a little bit controversial, just kind of a new insight, a new idea into one of the brachas that we make in the morning. And we'll begin with the Parsha, obviously. The story of Korach is one that's difficult to understand. Korach, in his own right, was a very important person, a very significant person. He was one of the most important people in Shevet Levi, for the Levite tribe, in which he would lead his own personal family, and the various families within the tribe of Levi had very specific, important jobs with regards to the Mishkan, with regards to which kelim, which vessels they would carry. And of course, the roles that they played were significant. But it, seemingly, he wasn't happy with his role. He wasn't happy with what he was meant to do, what his family was meant to do. He said, "Kol ha'olam, kol ha'am kulam kedoshim." Everybody is holy. Everybody has their own deep, you know, significance. And why do Moshe and Aaron? Why should they be the ones who are the leaders? And we know the tragic end of Korach and his followers, which of course is the earth swallowing him up, and the end of Korach and the end of his opportunity to serve Hashem in this world. It brings to mind a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says that there are three things when a person is engaged in these three things or is interested in them. So those three items are going to take a person out of this world. The Mishnah says, "Ki akina v'hataiva v'hakavod motzien et adam min ha'olam." With kina is jealousy, taiva is lust or desire, and kavod is honor. Now, in the Korach's case, obviously it was his desire for honor that took him literally out of this world, where the earth went and swallowed him up. My understanding of this Mishnah is that the reason why the language that the Mishnah uses in talking about taking a person out of this world can be understood with the following analogy. Imagine a person is eating a steak. Let's use taiva as an example, lust and desire. Imagine a person is eating a steak, and the steak is good, and it's delicious, but, you know, you've had better in the past. And you remember the steak that you've had in the past. So what do you tell yourself? I've had better, which means that I'm not even enjoying the steak that I'm having right now. So the world that you're inhabiting, the experience of eating that delicious steak in that moment is one that you're not actually participating in. You're not enjoying it. You're literally not living your life. So that's, I think, what the Mishnah means when it says, Motzi'in et Adam en Olam, that it takes you literally out of this world that you can't live your life. And of course, the pursuit of honor is really the same thing. And why do I say that? Because the pursuit of honor is, I'm so unhappy with my situation in life that I think I deserve something different, something better. In this case, it's interpersonal. In this case, it's, I deserve more from, more recognition. And I think that's what led Korach to, of course, his tragic end. You know, there's a bracha that we say in the morning that's, you know, there's been a lot written about this bracha. And actually only women make the bracha of She'asani kirtono, which literally means that God made me according to his will. So without, this is not an opportunity for a shir, this is Divrei Chizuk. And I was discussing this bracha with my 16-year-old daughter last night, helping her prepare for a final. And I had this new insight that I would like to share with you. And that is that if you just translate the bracha, She'asani kirtono, that he made me according to his will. So what that essentially is saying is, and this is a bracha in a way that everybody should make, that God made me, he put me into the family that I was meant to be a part of. God gave me the opportunities that I was meant to have. He gave me my personality, my characteristics, my kishronot, my abilities, and everything that's specific and unique for me and my avoda, and my tafkid, my purpose in life. And that is his ratzon, kirtzono, like his will. Not my will. I'm not God, he is. So my will, being less important, but his will being prominent and having the prominence. So the bracha that I'm making is, I recognize God as a source of all blessing, who has made me according to his will. And my job in life is to celebrate his will and live a life that's consistent with that which he wants from me. In other words, I have to live in the world that he created for me, as opposed to being outside of that world, like the Mishnah says, Motzi'in et Adam min Olam. Korach was not happy with Hashem's will. He had his own will, his own desire, his own wishes, his own mission that he thought was more important than the one that God had in mind for him. So I think that's a beautiful shot in the bracha of She'asani kirtzono. And really everybody, men and women alike, obviously the bracha is specific for women in terms of Berachos HaShachar, but the idea being that we should celebrate what it is that Hashem has given us as terms of our role in life, I think that's a very important and very, very powerful idea. How's it connected to the time in which we find ourselves right now? It's obviously, when you think about COVID and the situation in which we find ourselves, and this is not even in this, I don't know if you would call it yet the aftermath of COVID or not, but even in our current setting, this is Hashem's will, and this is the life that we're meant. These are the lives that we're meant to live, and make the most of. And this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ratzon. And therefore, I think that's an idea that we can learn both from the parsha, that's in terms of chizuk for ourselves, and having an appreciation of where we're at today and what we're meant to be doing and actually celebrating it. I hope you found this helpful, and I wish you all a wonderful Shabbos or Shabbat Shalom. We're going to begin the Tehillim with Perek Chaf, chapter 20. Lamenatzeach mizmor l'David Yancha adonai b'yom tzara Yisagev choshem Elohei Yaakov Yishlach ezricha mikodesh Umitzion yisadeka Yizkor kol minchosecha V'yolatecha Yidash nesela Yitain lecha chilivavecha V'chol atzosecha Yimalein
Big Buros, Yesha, Yemino. Ey, Leverachev, Ylevasusim. Vanachno, Vishem, Avino, Yeloheinu, Nazkir. Hey, Makaro, Vinofalo. Vanachno, Kamno, Vanisodod. Avino, Yoshia, Amelech, Yaneinu. Viyom, Kareinu.
Chaf Gimel, 23. Mizmor
li David, Adinoi roi lo esor, Binos den shayar biteini, Amei minuchos yina aleini, Nafshi yishovev, Yanchemi b'magvei tzedek, L'man shemo, Gam kilech v'gei talmoveh, Lo yirara ki ato imadi shiv techa o mishan techa heimo yinachamuni taroch lefanai shulchan neget zoriroi ishan tov Hashem en roshi kos yirivaya Achto v'chesed yudifuni kol yimei chayoi v'shamti b'veis adonoi li'orech yomim.
Kuf Chaf Aleph, 121.
Shir l'malos Esayna yale harim, meyayim yabo ezri. Ezri meyim adonoi, ose shemayim voretz. Al yitein lamot raglecho, al yonum shomirecho. Hinei layonum velo yishon shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomrecha, Adonai tzilecha, al yad yeminecha. Yomam ha-shemesh lo yakenka, v'yareach ba'aloyla. Adonai shmercha mikol ra, yishmor es nafshecha. Adonai yishmor tzeitzcha u'bo'echa. Me'ata v'yad olam.
Final chapter, 130, Kuf Lamed.
Shir ha'malos mimamakim mikirasicha Adonai. Adonai shema v'kali v'yena techa kashuva yislekol tachanunai. Im Adonai tishmor yo, Adonai mi yamod, oikim chasilicha leman tivore, kibisi Adonai kibsa nafshi, v'lidvaroi hoicholti, oik nafshi Adonai mishaymim laboiker. Shoy minim ala boike, Yachel Yisrael ala adonai, Kim adonai yachesed, V'harbe imoi fidus, V'hu yiftet Yisrael, Mikol avonai sof. Mishebeach avoseinu ahavim Yitzhak v'Yakov, Moshe Aaron David Shlomo, Hu yivarech v'yirape yes acholim.
Yoshem amasid ha'chayim v'chayim 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 v'chay
Babur Shani Mispali Maburo, Mithazakish Boko Yimalakamalaya, Mahima, Mahrita, Mahiga, Mahiza, Mishaklahem, Bushlema, Nashalam, the Colombian, the Colombian, the Shavuot itself. Before the Nevesh of Sagu, Hashtabagalov is my Kerni, even a Marome. Achenu Kobes Israel. Hanisunim Mitzarov, Shivyom, Dimbein, Bayom, Obein, Bayabasha. Hamakoni Rachim Alehem. Yosiyeh mitzarah lirvachah, me'afil al yorah, mishibu legiulah. Hashtab agalah bizman karib, binomar, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Stewart. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all of those in need will be answered, latova for good. Please note that I will be out of the studio tomorrow, and that my good friend and colleague, Rabbi Adir Posey, will be guest hosting in my place. Please join us again tomorrow on Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time as we will hear words of inspiration from Rabbi Yaniv Meirov of the Charms Circle Synagogue in Kew Garden Hills, New York. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.